sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 edition. Joining us as usual in this segment is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, currently in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
I love that. Currently in downtown Gaylord.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Well, perhaps an announcement is coming that I've been teasing the audience with, and maybe you can fill them in on the details.
Well, I'll tell you what. There has been an amazing thing happening. For the last number of years, I've been trying to secure a bigger location for the Iron Pig. Not that we don't love being right here on Main Street in downtown, but we are really, really limited. We expanded to double our size, you know, a year and a half after we opened, and here we are 7 years later, and we still haven't expanded any more since then, and we're just bursting at the seams, to be honest. And, you know, we like to do events and live music and all this stuff, so we've secured ourselves a new, bigger location, not downtown anymore, hence you're currently downtown.
You're right.
So we're going to be moving to the south end of Gaylord on Old 27. It is the location of the former Bell Iron Grill restaurant that was open for about 2 years and then closed during the pandemic. So I've had my eye on that location for quite a while now. We had been back and forth with the bank. The bank let it go into bankruptcy, went to receivership, and we've been going back and forth. As you know, trying to secure this property, and we have done that, and it looks like this Friday the bank has set for closing, so hopefully we'll have our keys in hand this Friday, and we can start look at moving the Iron Pig to a new, bigger location, and so many more things to come that I'm excited to announce.
Yes, absolutely, and one of the things, being at an event there a few years ago when State Representative Ken Borton was elected to his first term, he held his victory night celebration there, and they have an outdoor pavilion next door to the restaurant, to the bar, to the grill, and that's a fantastic outdoor pavilion that they have there.
Yeah, so it's fully liquor licensed as well. Back when we had our Freedom Rally in January of 2021 that you're referring to, that was probably the biggest event that had ever been held there. And at the time, was the biggest event in Michigan. The largest gathering of people in Michigan happened right here in Gaylord at the former Bell Iron location, which will now be the new Iron Pig Smokehouse.
Absolutely. And one thing I think is really important about this, and I actually, you and I have talked about this, we've been brainstorming on this project for a while. One of the things I really like about it, Ian, is you don't have to deal with the Downtown Development Authority. You don't have to deal with the city council. I think the straw that broke the camel's back was the way they canceled your music festival that you were planning for July 6th.
Yeah, you know, that certainly did play a role. You know, the last couple of years, the city has been pretty good to work with using that pavilion next door to us, but it really does have some limits to it. You know, we can't serve alcohol underneath it, among a lot of other things. But yeah, we did get canceled last minute for an Alpenfest event here, which, you know, we understand. You know, the city is not in the business of managing events necessarily. So,
right.
You know, we kind of gave him a pass on that one, but yeah, I did. We had a lot set up for Brisket Festival this year, and it looks like we won't be having those problems in the future, thankfully.
Amen to that. Hey, we're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here of hour number two. Staying on through the break, of course, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Couple of text messages, Ian. Congratulations on the new location. We went to that venue a couple years ago. Great location, easy on and off the expressway. Really like it. Good for you. Another one, Downstate Kim. Her husband says your brisket sandwich is the best brisket sandwich on the planet. He said he eats these all over the place, wherever he goes, and yours by far is the best. And another text message says, what's going to happen with the old location there on downtown Gaylord?
Great question. First, let me just say the only reason that any of this is possible is because of people that are texting you right now saying those things that have come and supported us over the last 4+ years since we nearly went bankrupt in the fall of 2020 before we decided to stay open. That's why we stayed open. We were running out of money. Our employees were going broke. We kept the doors open, and all of you patriots came out and patronized us so much so over the last 4+ years that we're just bursting at the seams. So I want to make sure that this is because of you guys and, Randy, your listeners that have come out. I mean, Trucker Randy sent me literally is a T-shirt that we have made because this is only possible. Yes, because we have great brisket sandwiches, but because people keep coming back and believed in us and believed in what we were doing. So this is more of an appreciation thing that we're able to do, have a bigger venue so we can host more things and more parties and bring more people into our fold, as we like to say. Now, the question there about what's going to happen with the downtown location, I'm hoping that we can get our licensing situation figured out with the new location, hopefully sometime by October, is what we're shooting for right now. That means we're going to unwind this location here downtown, but I have control over this. I have a lease here downtown, right? So that's the other part of it, is we were leasing this location. We're going to be owning our new location, which is significantly different, right? I don't need to explain a difference there.
No, absolutely not. That's a major, major, actually, asset improvement for the Iron Pig.
Absolutely. So we're going to keep the downtown location. I have a lease on it, but we're working on putting a different concept in there. So we're going to have it be the Iron Pig till the new one's open. If I do it correctly, there will be no downtime from the downtown location to our new location. There may be some closed time after we open the new Iron Pig location while we retrofit the downtown location into something new. Because we do own the liquor license there. I do have a lease there for at least another 12 to 18 months, roughly. So we may spin out, maybe a burger concept or something right there. But we're probably going to have one or two Iron Pig menu items on the new concept menu because we want to be able to control this traffic that we've been pushing to downtown.
Sure.
For the last 7 years. We want to still be able to control that and still tell patrons that are looking for the Iron Pig, hey, we're at a new location, but, you know, this is owned by the same owners. And by the way, we do have that delicious pulled pork sandwich or that brisket sandwich on our menu, too.
Sure, sure, sure. Now, based on the new location's equipment, I know it was a full-service restaurant, full kitchen. How much of the equipment that you currently have at the Iron Pig downtown Gaylord has to be moved, relocated to the new location?
Really very little. I mean, just our smoker is really what's going to be moved down there. Our outdoor smoker is also going to be moved down there as well. But really, I mean, this is a turnkey restaurant, which is another thing that makes it amazing. And part of it is a little bit bittersweet. A friend of mine, Dean Bach, moved up here from downstate, opened this restaurant, and barely got it going, and it closed down, really due in part to the pandemic. So I'm reopening a friend's restaurant that didn't get going, but everything is nearly brand new. And speaking of service, everybody that's been to the Iron Pig knows that we offer counter service here, right? So it's fast casual or quick service, as they call it in the industry. We're sure still going to be offering that. But now having this bigger location, we're also now going to be offering table service because we do miss a part of the dining crowd that likes to have table service. So we're going to be able to offer that with a much bigger dining room, a new big beautiful bar, and we'll still have the counter service available for anybody that wants to swing in on a snowmobile, grab a quick bite to eat, and head out right away, that option is always going to be available.
Right. And actually, since, oh man, years ago, I don't know if the trails are the same, but years ago, get off of I-75 there at the mile marker 282, M32. It used to be, I think, the Holiday Inn or maybe a different hotel name. I forget. We used to park there with our snowmobiles, and the trails actually ran parallel to I-75 southbound, heading down toward that new location. Are those trails still intact, if you know, Ian?
Yes, they are. So that's the Iron Bell Trail. So that's partly why the old name of that restaurant was the Bell Iron Grill, is because the Iron Bell Trail runs right there. And it's an awesome trail. It's paved in our county.
Yes.
So, and this trail goes all the way from, what is it, Belle Isle, down in Detroit, all the way up to Iron Mountain up in the UP. And there's two different tracks that run, and one of them runs right through here, Gaylord. So you can ride your bike or darn near your snowmobile from all the way downstate, all the way up into the UP, and that trail goes right in front of our new location. So there's a lot of added benefit to being there. We're going to miss being downtown, but there's a lot of added benefits, and that's not even really talking about all the cool stuff that we're going to get to do, the weddings and the music events and the festivals and the political events that we can do here without having to have anybody's permission, which is what I love.
Yes, yes, yes. And the one question, I just got a text message, said, Randy, we could hold all of our political events there when we get candidates, or if we have debates and other things like that, we could hold it there. Absolutely. Question on that point, though, is there any noise ordinance at the new location that would prevent us from doing late night concerts, perhaps playing music, you know, past 10 o'clock like we had to do downtown?
I don't believe that there is, but I'm double checking just to make sure. If memory serves, we went till about 11 o'clock with the Freedom Rally back in 2021. I don't believe that there are, but that's my township right there also, and I know all of those people are awesome to work with, but we are efforting those things, you know, the sign ordinance is stuff that we're working through right now, because we're going to put a nice big beautiful sign. We're going to have a drive through at this location as well, because there's a great big pizza oven there, so we're going to have a drive through which we want to make sure the county is permitting correctly and all that stuff. So we've got a lot of stuff to do and awesome upgrades. We're talking about paving a significant amount around the building as well. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening. I'm really, really excited. And Randy, I haven't even told you about, we're going to launch a brand of Iron Pig bourbon.
Whoa.
I know it. I've been holding this one,
dude,
close to the vest.
Now you're right up my alley.
That.
Oh, yeah. Now, is this going to be a bourbon made in Michigan, or are you going to do it down in Kentucky?
I think we're going to do it down in Kentucky. Yeah, right.
Excellent.
In the heart of where bourbon comes from, baby. So we're yes, efforting that next week. Looks like we're going to be getting into that. So hopefully coming soon, we'll have Iron Pig bourbon that not only will be sold in the restaurant, but will be on retail shelves as well.
Well, I am a bourbon connoisseur. I know the entire history because my family's from Kentucky. And I went on numerous tours down there and learned that Kentucky is the only place that real American bourbon is made because of its geographical location, the way the seasons, the weather is, mm-hmm, the oak barrels. They have cold winters, but not quite as cold as Michigan. They have really hot summers, much hotter than Michigan. And it's because of the contraction and expansion of the bourbon into the oak barrels and the way they rotate them. They actually expand in the summertime into the oak. And then in the wintertime, they turn the barrels, they rotate them, and they extract the oak flavors out of the barrel because it shrinks when it gets cold. So it's that expansion and contraction that makes Kentucky bourbon the best bourbon in America. And I can absolutely be the endorser and absolutely spokesperson when it comes to Iron Pig bourbon. That's right up my alley, buddy. I love that idea. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's something that we've been talking about for a while. We looked at potentially doing, you know, some distilling at the new location. But as you said, you know, Kentucky bourbon, that it is a thing. So it would be improper for us to try and do it up here in northern Michigan. And I just frankly don't think that we would do the tag bourbon any justice if we were trying to do it here. But it fits right in with our brand. You know, we smoke cherry wood here at the restaurant, so that's probably what we're going to try and infuse into our bourbon a little bit, is some sweetness of the cherry.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really exciting. I've been trying not to tell you about that one, just so I have at least something to surprise you with, because you've been, for those listening, Randy has kind of helped put this deal together for us and has kind of known behind the scenes what's been happening. And, of course, he's alluded to it. But that's the one I wanted to keep close to the vest on that one for you, buddy, because I knew you'd appreciate that.
Well, my God. And you don't know how hard I've been biting my tongue for the last couple of weeks and wanting to share it with people. But I honored your request, and we kept it until we secured it and got it going. One other thing, too, kind of interesting, is I got more text messages coming in. Right off of I-75, correct? I'm saying, yes, absolutely. And they're like, well, why can't we get our people to bring our events up to northern Michigan? We are sick and tired of dealing with these venues downstate. I got a text message. This person's from one of the local county parties downstate. And they said every single time they tried to do any type of event, a debate or a function, their local vendors, the places, convention centers and places down there, Ian, $55 a person is what they had to pay for their Lincoln Day dinner. Yeah. And they said it was a $100 ticket, and they had 18 people show up because it was so expensive. He said, we'd much rather come to northern Michigan and be able to play golf and do all the other things that you guys do in the summertime. We'll have our Lincoln Day dinners up there.
Absolutely, and that's exactly how some of these conversations started happening, was we need a new venue for this. We need a new venue for that. I'm tired of getting permission or having to jump through X amount of hoops for this. Oh, you want to serve alcohol? Oh, well, we're also going to have to pay for this and then jump through this extra hoop, and then I need more insurance for that. So now it's like none of that. It's all in-house. You give us a call. You want to have an event. We'll put out a menu for you, whatever it is. And see, listen, I understand the business of putting together these sort of parties. A Lincoln Day type of dinner is also meant to be a fundraiser. And it's difficult to raise funds, right? So coming from the golf business, we did the same thing. So much charitable contributions come from golf outings. It's difficult to get what you want for a round of golf for a charity event. Sometimes you've got to take a little bit to give what your customer needs. And that's what we always try to do with our customers, is we may have a set price for something, but we're always willing to negotiate. And if it's something that's really important to us, then we're definitely going to make sure that we're going to do everything we can to get our customer satisfied. And it really bums me out that, you know, $55 for a plated dinner. I don't want to bash on anybody else. I understand that people have their numbers, but like you said, 18 people showed up, so it's just it's counterintuitive, right?
Sure, absolutely. When they called the order in, they almost canceled the event on them because they said it wasn't worth their time to put an event on for 18 people. So they're like, well, lower your price and we'll get more people. It's that simple, brother.
Well, right.
Congratulations on the new location. Again, the Iron Pig is moving. We'll continue to give you information about it. And God bless you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you as always.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning